For generations, soaring bald eagles were a regular sight along the North Coast, but that ended rather abruptly in the 1950s as a consequence of the widespread use of the pesticide DDT. Denise Cadman, a natural resources specialist for the city of Santa Rosa, explains that the chemical was ingested by many species from the bottom of the food web on up and thus became concentrated in the bodies of top predators, such as raptors.
The DDT wasn't lethal to the birds outright, but it interfered with the calcium production that went into the formation of an eggshell. Top predators like bald eagles, brown pelicans, peregrine falcons couldn't properly incubate their eggs. The pressure of the bird sitting on the egg actually crushed the egg, so no offspring. Across the country, we were seeing local extinction of these species, and the only places that they were hanging on were mostly in the extreme northern parts of the country, into Canada, into Alaska, where there's less agriculture and therefore less pesticide used.
DDT was banned in 1972, and after about another decade, Cadman says, the eagles began to be seen in these parts once again.
First started seeing bald eagles around the major lakes in the area. There was a pair that started breeding at Lake Sonoma. The eagles were sighted regularly around Lake Berryessa. And ultimately, they returned to the Laguna de Santa Rosa, and they've been breeding there for the last handful of years. They've fledged young successfully every year. So that really does give us a positive indication about the greater health of the food web.
Although they are often pictured in rugged alpine settings, both bald and golden eagles favor a fish-based diet, so they can frequently be found near lakes and rivers, including the Laguna de Santa Rosa.
The eagles seem to use the Laguna de Santa Rosa kind of like a commute corridor. So they'll be traveling along the laguna north to south, and that's a good place to see them on their way.
The laguna is a popular place for birdwatching in general, but if an eagle should happen to fly by, Cadman says, it's easy to distinguish.
It's big. That's the number one clue. But the marking on the adults is also, it's well known. That white head and white tail, they really stand out on that dark body. Now, juveniles can fool you because they're mottled, speckled kind of white and brown. Every year, they get a little more white on their head and tail up until about 4 to 5 years when they become sexually mature. But it's really the size of the bird that's your first clue, and then you can start looking for other field marks.
Cadman cites the Occidental Road Bridge across the main Laguna Channel as a good spot for eagle spotting. But these days, she says, seeing one, while still a thrill, is no longer the rarity it once was.
It's still something that's a treat and certainly a bit of a surprise, but it's become more common, certainly. It wouldn't be considered a really rare or unusual sighting anymore.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.